Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Australia is known for its kangaroos, koalas, and such, but South America also has marsupials, including more than 60 species of opossums, a group of marsupials found only in the New World. All opossums are small, and some, such as the water opossum, are highly specialized. Only the Virginia opossum made it across Central America into Mexico and North America. The Virginia opossum is the largest of opossums, about the size of a house cat, but with shorter legs, and sometimes weighing as much as 13 pounds. The Virginia opossum's success can be linked to its ability to produce as many as 13 young in each litter, and more than one litter per year, and its ability to eat almost anything. Today, the Virginia opossum is found from Costa Rica to southern Canada, and from coast to coast. Historically, in North America, it was known only from east of the Rocky Mountains. The Virginia opossum was introduced to California near San Jose in 1895, and during the Great Depression of the 1930s, more may have been introduced there. Within the past century, it spread throughout California and northward into southern Canada, taking advantage of habitats and food provided inadvertently by humans. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Playing possum, pretending to be asleep when you're really not, is a favorite kids trick after the magic hour when kids are supposed to be in bed. The expression comes from a characteristic behavior of the Virginia opossum that is often described as a ruse to make predators think it's dead. Such a trick might not do much for the possum because some predators are glad to find a tasty meal, dead or alive. However, it does sometimes work in discouraging dogs. A dog will grab a live possum, shake it, and when the possum goes limp, it often drops it and leaves. Before fainting, a Virginia opossum opens its mouth, bares its 50 teeth in a most threatening show, and drools excessively, enough to scare most humans. The Virginia opossum's movements are slow and mostly bluff. If the viciousness bluff doesn't work, however, the possum's nervous system seems to become overloaded and it faints dead away. Its faint can be for less than a minute, or can sometimes last for hours. It may be a behavior that saves the possum's life, but there's no play to it. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Part of the scientific name of our opossum, Didelphus, refers to an unusual characteristic of the female Virginia opossum's reproductive tract. She has two separate uteri opening to the outside. Didelphus comes from the Greek and literally means two wombs. The anatomy of male opossums is also unusual in that he has a forked penis, one branch providing sperm for each uterus. Not knowing this, the colloquial wisdom once was that a female opossum's eggs were fertilized through her nose, the male inserting his forked penis into the female's nostrils. Within 2 weeks of mating, the female opossum gives birth to pink, nearly limbless babies, 13 of which together weigh less than a nickel. As birth approaches, the female may lick her fur, preparing a path between the opening of her reproductive tract and her pouch. Once safely inside, a baby grabs onto a nipple and the nipple swells, preventing the newborn from letting go. Babies remain there for about 2 months. Young opossums nurse for another month, and then the babies are on their own, some producing their own young within 6 months. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The life of a Virginia opossum is a short one. On average, opossums live less than 2 years in the wild, slightly longer in captivity. Virginia opossums mature quickly and can produce up to 13 young when they are less than a year old, followed by another litter within about 3 months. Breeding seems to be timed so that young are born when food is most abundant. Although 18 or more young may be born, no more than 13 can survive because females have only 13 nipples, 12 arranged in a circle, and the 13th in the center of that circle. The average possum brood, however, includes only 6 to 9 young. The female's nipples are within her pouch, and at birth, the young must crawl through the mother's fur to reach the pouch. It's a race for life. If the nipples are all taken, a baby is out of luck. Once a newborn opossum grabs hold of a nipple, it swells in the baby's mouth so that it can't let go until the young opossum is much older, forming a fixed pipeline of nourishment until the baby is mature enough to hang on for the ride. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The life of a Virginia opossum is a short one. On average, opossums live less than 2 years in the wild, slightly longer in captivity. Virginia opossums mature quickly and can produce up to 13 young when they are less than a year old, followed by another litter within about 3 months. Breeding seems to be timed so that young are born when food is most abundant. Although 18 or more young may be born, only 13 can survive because females have only 13 nipples, 12 arranged in a circle, and the 13th in the center of that circle. The average possum brood, however, includes only 6 to 9 young. The female's nipples are within her pouch, and at birth the young must crawl through the mother's fur to reach the pouch. If the nipples are all taken, a baby is out of luck. Once a newborn possum grabs hold of a nipple, it swells in the baby's mouth so that it can't let go until the young opossum is older, forming a fixed pipeline of nourishment until the baby is mature enough to hang on for the ride. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.